Abba, I praise and thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to encourage your people, Lord. Thank you for your word that lifts us up, that brings healing to us, that is our refuge, Father, in times of trouble. Thank you for the promises that are in there, the things that you have sworn to us, that you have covenanted with us about, that we can trust in. We love you and worship you, and I praise you, Lord. I pray for ears to hear. I pray that hearts will be comforted, and I ask you to just put the coal to my lips, Lord, because I don't have much, but I have what you've given me, Father, and I thank you. In Yeshua's mighty name, amen. You may be seated. Okay, so today's Torah portion. I just kind of got this assignment a couple days ago to fill in, so bear with me. And I don't have a clicker, so if you want to advance the slide, thank you. So Isaiah 49:14-51:3. It's a pretty good section here for the Haftarah. But have you ever wondered, is God still here or is he still there? Who's ever even said the words? Raise your hands. Anybody here besides me ever said those words? Are you still here, God? Yeah. I have. If you've spent any time with me, you've probably heard my testimony, and I will give a little bit of it today. But yeah, those are the words that I finally called out to after knowing him my whole life. Because when we're desperate, when we think maybe we're abandoned, when nothing's going our way, when it's all coming down on us at once, we start to wonder, are my prayers hitting the ceiling? Are they just bouncing back? Or are you actually hearing me, God? Are you here? And that's what Israel was saying in this passage. They were saying, Yahweh has forsaken me. Isaiah came to them and said, I hear voices say, Yahweh has forsaken me. Yahweh has forgotten me. And he responds to them. He says, would a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? We think not, but sometimes, huh? So though they forget, Yahweh says, I'll never forget you. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not looking at them really, but okay. Okay. I'll never forget. Yeah. He says, see, I have inscribed you on the palm of my hand. Your walls are always before me. So even if the world seems to cave in on you, the problems gather in around you, nothing is going the right way. I just want to complain and cry out about everything. Yahweh tells me to remember. Remember the victories. Remember he's in control. When nothing is going as planned, remember. How many of you here can remember the good things, the victories, the things he's brought you through? How many rely on those when times are hard, when we're going through great trials in our life? You know, how many call upon those memories that he tells us to set memorial stones, really, for these things and call upon them in order to be encouraged and to trust? Because it's all about faith and trust in him. And if we can't please him unless we have faith, that's what the word says. It is Yahweh who is going before you. He himself is with you. He does not fail you nor forsake you. So don't fear nor be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. So, you know, 21 years ago, was the year that everything was caving in on me and I cried out. And I won't get into a lot of detail, but it was the year our parents died, three of them in one year. My husband nearly died with, had pre-colon cancer, many, many, many problems, all in one year. And I was crying out. But it was the following year, in the beginning of that year, the first month, according to the Gregorian calendar, that he really did nearly die. I was about to take him to the hospital, and I got a phone call about a house we owned burning down and the tenant passing away in it. And I was about to just lose it. I was lost at that point. I just thought, God, are you even hearing my cries anymore? Because I had never experienced that kind of feeling alone in something, feeling like I didn't have that rescuing hand of my God with me. And I was a little bit freaked out at that point. But but it was only a month later he introduced us to his Torah. So I want to encourage you with the fact that when you are at those low, low, low points where you feel completely alone, he's about to elevate you. He's about to bring about something mighty in your life. He's about to change you. And you know, I've never cried out like that again since he gave me his Torah. Since he brought me into his covenant, I know he has not ever left me or forsaken me. And I've been through some really, really low points, as you all know, since then. Because 7 years ago, my husband had a stroke that nearly took his life and that I thought might, and really changed us forever, changed our whole lifestyle forever. But you know what? He encouraged him through it all. He gave him strength in it. And I felt that upholding spirit of this community who prayed, and people all over were praying, and I felt it. I felt lifted above the storm as Noah in the ark. You know, it says he lifts us. I know there's a song we sing about, you know, the storms, and I can't think of the words now, but it's so true that he lifts us above those storms. And we feel his presence in it. And it's just so amazing. And then, you know, stroke wasn't enough. Now he's got a broken hip and cannot walk. And so though he is being tried on every side, the enemy has done things on him, but I know God's allowed things as well, because he can't touch us unless the enemy can't touch us unless God allows it. But he gives us encouragement still all the time, and he will do it for you as well. And I know many of you, as I'm saying these things, can think of many of your own things that you've gone through, that he's brought you through, that he has lifted you out of. So in 49:18, he says, lift up your eyes round about and see all of them gather together and come to you. And you know, this one really stuck out at me, and I thought, what does this mean? Who is he talking about? And so as I read more about it, I realized he's speaking about the enemies, those that have tried to destroy, have left. They've all left. They've gone. Some of your close ones, your loved ones, your children, and many of you in here, I know, feel very sad at times, discouraged at times because you don't have family members that are walking in this with you. But listen to this, because this is what he's saying. Lift up your eyes round about and see them all gather and come to you. As I live, declares Yahweh, you shall put on all of them as an ornament and bind them on you as a bride does. They will be your glory. They will be your clothing, your beautiful outward garment. And that's, he was talking about the exiles, those in exile. They will come back. He's speaking to Judah, but they will have gone away, but they'll come back. And when they do, put them on. But it's the exiles in our particular lives are our family, our children, our grandchildren, our, you know, relatives, those that we love, all that we love. And so that's what he's referring to here. And I also saw it as even the enemies, the victories we've had over them. Put those on as your clothing as well. Let them decorate you. The victories in him that he has given us. I'm glad his word is multifaceted, because sometimes I come up with with different things. But I saw that, and to me that blessed me to think of my victories as being my bridal clothing. Isn't that cool? So even the Shema reminds us to bind ourselves to him and his word and promises. Sorry. So do I hear a shout? Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for your time. And that's it. It's short and sweet today, but yeah, praise God. He's good. And his word endures forever. And his mercy. Amen.